Time now for the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Hoffman. Right now, Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net joining me. Jim, what are we seeing in those grains today?
We're seeing a little bit of strength in the beans. The bean market overnight was weaker because, you know, during the inauguration speech, President Trump was talking about how he was going to have re-about trade with different countries and gave kind of the impression it takes several months maybe to decide what the overall trade policy and tariffs are going to be. Well, last night he was talking about levering up to 10% tariff on Chinese goods starting Feb 1, adding to the list of slapping tariffs on the Mexico as well as Canada on Feb 1. We'll see. There's none of this is in concrete. I got to stress, it's just very fluid. But that kind of spooked the market. But the headline story that's brought us up and brought us back into the green, China has halted soy shipments from 5 different firms.
All right. And Jim, what are we looking at on livestock?
Well, you look at the April cattle, they kind of chopped around coming out of the 3-day weekend. It's an inside day right now. The stock market's catching a bid. Market is a good, good earnings report. It's all a combination right now on supply versus demand. We know the supply is very tight. That is keeping the bid under the market on the cash side of the equation in general. The question is how much will the consumer be willing to pay? Right now, he has been willing to pay. If you look at consumer spending over the holidays, it was very, very good, better than anticipated. But we're going to see. I mean, the trade tariffs really get the headline for the grain market. That's where the headlines are. But the fact of the matter is we export a lot of not just beef, but protein around the world. If we start slapping tariffs on goods coming into the U.S., I fully anticipate the rest of the world to slap tariffs back on our products. That will make our proteins exporting more expensive.
You can catch our full conversation with Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net under the podcast tab at IowaAgNet.com or by subscribing where you get your favorite podcasts. We'll look at the numbers next.
The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network provides content made for Iowa's farmers from the markets you track to the insights you trust. Paired with your local station's news and community updates, we create a comprehensive source of information you can rely on every day. Our broadcast team has roots across Iowa, providing you with blanket coverage of ag news from throughout the state. Local radio and the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we work together for you. This message from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.
March corn is up 2 cents at 4.92 even. May up 1 1/4 at 5.01 even. March beans up 3 3/4 at 10.71 even. May up 4 1/4 at 10.82 even. Soybean meal is trading $3.90 higher at $3.14.90. Soy oil 18 cents lower at $45.59. Chicago wheat up 6 cents at $5.64 3/4. Kansas wheat up 7.5, $5.83 even. Minneapolis spring wheat up 4 cents at $6.08.5. Live cattle up $1.05 at $198.10. Feeders up $1.25 at $268.50. And lean hogs up 15 cents at $81.35. That's the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.